Hello and welcome to Relationship Rewind on WERU FM 89.9 Blue Hill, a show where we rewind relationships in popular media and break down behaviors that are often considered normal, but are actually based in power, control, and abuse. I'm your host, Carrie Clark, she, her pronouns, the youth educator and advocate at Next Step Domestic Violence Project. Often, young people are expected to just know how to be in relationships in healthy and equal ways, but no one is born knowing that information. We learn through the examples of relationship given to us. And one place we see these examples is in the media we watch. That's why this show uses media, like movies and TV shows, as tools to recognize and start conversations about harmful and unhealthy behaviors in the relationships portrayed. But this is not to pass judgment on the media that we're discussing. Our goal is to invite young people in Maine to give their perspective and voice their thoughts, opinions, and experiences around what they've seen in media and how it has impacted them or the people they know. Every month, our guest speaker chooses a piece of media where they've noticed some of these behaviors being normalized, and we discuss their thoughts and experiences and how this has impacted them. There are sensitive materials in and spoilers of the media we discuss. Our guest this month is Molly, she/her pronouns, a local middle school student. Our conversation focuses on some of the unhealthy behaviors Molly noticed while watching the show Superstore. As a bit of background, Superstore is about a big box store called Cloud9 and the retail workers employed there, specifically their interactions and relationships with each other. The most notable of these include the will-they-won't-they relationship of floor manager Amy and newer employee Jonah, as well as the unconventional relationship between assistant manager Dina and associate Garrett. If you would like to reach out to us for support or more information, please call Next Steps 24/7 and free helpline at 1-800-315-5579. If you'd like to reach out for support but you're not sure who to call, you can call 211 to find which resource may be helpful for you and to be connected with them. I'd like to now introduce Molly for a discussion about the show Superstore. I'm super excited to have you on. Thank you so much for being our guest this month.
I'm so excited.
We are a show about breaking down the relationships that we see in the media where actions between partners maybe aren't the healthiest, they're not the greatest, but the way that they're being shown is making those behaviors seem kind of normal or even romantic or passionate. And if those things happen to us in real life, we might not feel that way. Can you talk a little bit about your experience with watching those kinds of things in the media?
I know that when I watch a lot of relationships and they're talking about how the relationship is going, and then they're talking about like if it's romantic and what the other partner likes, like physical touch, affirmations, that kind of thing, a lot of those things don't apply to me. And so it's like I can never really find like a creator or a piece of media that applies to what I personally feel. And it's a lot of times like if I get into some form of a relationship and it's like that, it's like, well, they're putting it out as a positive relationship when really it's not. It's more of a toxic relationship that they're just kind of hiding.
I'm really glad that you brought up the kind of love languages. There's this kind of pressure a little bit when we watch media where we are kind of trained to think that, you know, we should love a certain way, or our partners should be loving a certain way, and that can put quite a bit of pressure on us, I think.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the show Superstore tonight. I'm really excited to talk about this show. It is hilarious. And there are so many relationships in this show that I kind of forgot about. So it was really fun to revisit those. Can you tell me, what is it about Superstore that made you want to talk about this show?
I think, well, between my two options, this one, I feel like there's a lot of things we could talk about and expand on with the different kinds of relationships that we're not used to seeing in media. And I also think that it's very different the way they present it too. And I think in some of these relationships, it's more comfortable and they're not as like awkward as some other ones. So I think it's a lot of them are more comforting, and you can see that like the people in the show are really happy. So I think it is a good thing to talk about for healthy relationships.
I think there's definitely some problematic stuff. There's a lot of different relationships going on. And I think that you touched on a very important point, which is that a lot of these relationships are very realistic. And they're also not relationships that you typically see in the media, which I thought was really cool. Is there a specific example that jumps out at you above all the other relationships and the behaviors that you kind of think about first when you think about this show?
Well, one of the first relationships I think of that's like different than anything I've ever seen is the Dina Garrett Brian relationship, because I've never seen something like that. And definitely watching that whole relationship go down has kind of taught me a lot about everything else, because I've never seen something like that. So Dina and Brian are dating, and it's usually Brian's off with work a lot. So Garrett, who has had some form of relationship with Dina, is a sexual secondary in the relationship. And so like I was saying, I've never seen someone like that. So it's very interesting to me how they made that whole relationship work.
It was definitely really interesting. I don't think that that's something that you see often in the media as a kind of normal thing that people talk about. And there was definitely some different things going on there. Was there anything that stood out to you as maybe kind of problematic?
I think towards the end of the relationship, when Garrett decides to not be a part of this relationship because it makes him uncomfortable, I thought that was a very good thing because he was saying he was uncomfortable. But at the same time, Dina was still very upset about it and kind of had to tell herself, "Well, I'm with Brian. I'm okay." So you could see they weren't where they said they were in the relationship, and Brian was ahead and Dina was behind. And I think that she was kind of telling herself to stay in the relationship, even if her mind was still with Garrett.
Yeah, I think that was really interesting too. It seemed like Garrett definitely wasn't very comfortable with the whole thing, with being kind of like a second person, and just being used kind of for the sexual aspect of it. And when he verbalized that, it seemed like Dina didn't really understand why he would be upset about it and why he wouldn't want to be in the relationship anymore. And instead of kind of working on that and identifying the fact that because she wanted to be with Garrett, I think, from the get-go. And they kind of always had that thing going on where they both had real romantic feelings for each other, right? But neither one of them wanted to really admit that to the other. And so they kind of had this thing going on where they just pretended like, no, it was just a kind of a physical connection that they had, and there wasn't anything more, and there wasn't really a lot of healthy communication about what they actually wanted. And so it seemed like Brian was just kind of like a almost like a backup kind of relationship.
And I think that was, I really feel bad for him because in a way it was, he felt like he was the main part of the relationship, but really like he was only there for like emotional support. But I do think that Dina did get a lot better in the relationship by deciding that she needed to end it and realizing her emotions towards Garrett.
Yeah, we definitely did see some really good character development, I think, with Dina. She's one of my favorite characters for sure. She's just very funny, and but a lot of her behavior was very problematic in the show, especially the way she did behave towards Garrett. And even Brian, like you said, I think that's a really good point. Brian isn't as much of a main character, and so I think we forget that like he was actually like a really good person, and he was really good to Dina in the relationship, and we just don't focus on that part so much because we're so focused on Dina and Garrett and their relationship and the things going on with them.
Yeah, I do think though the whole relationship had a lot of messy parts to it, but you could tell when she was trying to end the relationship that she did really feel bad and she wanted to soften the blow kind of when she went up to everyone and was like, how do I end this without hurting him? So you could definitely tell that it wasn't like she didn't care about him. It was just she had her mind on Garrett. There was always someone else. Towards the beginning, before she even met Brian, it was like you were saying, it was a lot of like kind of denial that they liked each other. And even when people were like blatantly pointing it out, like Jonah saying, there's an emotional component to this, they still to it. I was very happy, like last episode when they were like, let's keep being friends, and like they decided to date. And I think that was, they're finally like realizing their emotions towards each other, and I think that they would have a good relationship in the end.
Yeah, I think they're definitely a couple that you kind of root for, because they very clearly have those romantic feelings for each other, even though some of their behavior was really kind of not great towards each other. I know at one point Garrett accidentally lets Dina's birds go, and then kind of lets her think that it's her fault. And then when she finds out, she retaliates by burning all of his sneakers. So there's definitely some not so great things going on there. And it does seem like they are able to kind of communicate a lot better at the end of the series, and instead of doing some of those really drastic things, they do kind of seem to come together a little easier, and they're able to communicate their feelings after they admit those feelings, of course. So is there another example that you can think of in this show? Is there another relationship that you kind of wanted to talk about?
My favorite one is the Amy and Jonah relationship, and like all the little relationships that go in between them, like their long relationship really throughout the whole show.
Yep. So they really have kind of like a will they, won't they sort of. Are they gonna get together? They're kind of the couple that you're rooting for through the whole thing. And there are a lot of little side relationships. Amy's married at the beginning. Jonah gets into a couple of serious relationships as well. And then they kind of find each other at the end. But there is a lot going on in between. Is there some examples of some of that maybe problematic behavior that you noticed throughout the show with them?
So in the very beginning, when it's Jonah's very first day, he very blatantly obviously likes her, and then she's like, well, I'm married. And even throughout the show, as Amy's still married and he's in the little relationships like with Naomi, like you've only met her once, but you can still tell he's very like kind of flirtatious, and he still likes her. And then like the relationship with Kelly, where they both admit that they at one point liked each other, and then it was like Kelly was just there, and then she found out, well, you still like her, you've always liked her. And it was just like so heartbreaking, because she didn't deserve that. And I think even like the relationship that Amy had with the beverage rep, she was still had her heart set on Jonah. And I think that was somewhat a common theme in the show, where like Garrett, Brian, Dina situation, like they still liked each other. And then the same thing happened with Amy and Jonah. It's just like in a kind of a different aspect.
I like what you said about Kelly, right? And Kelly not deserving that. And you're so right. And I think that that's something that does happen a lot in TV shows that we watch, where like the other person's only crime is just not being that other main character that we're kind of rooting for. But otherwise, they're wonderful, and they seem to have a really great relationship, a strong connection, good communication. I feel like Kelly and Jonah really were pretty great together.
And I think that relationship is really relatable for, I mean, a lot of my friends that I know and a lot of other people I know, because I've been in something kind of like that, but it's more my friends have been in that relationship where, like, they had dated someone, went to another person, and then went back to that other person. And it's just, like, you can't help but feel that you're always, like, the second option. And I think that's a really hard feeling. And I do think that this show was, in that aspect, very relatable, because I think it gave you some form of comfort. Even though, like, this is a show that everyone could see, and people, I've seen, like, videos on Instagram and TikTok saying, like, I really related to this relationship. So it's, like, I think it normalized not being alone in something like that.
I think that's a really great point. I think that a lot of the media that we consume does normalize not being alone And I think that that's very relatable because nobody wants to feel like we're alone, and we all kind of seek that connection with somebody. Do you think watching shows like this and seeing that going back to somebody who maybe isn't the best fit for you, do you think that that has an impact on people in real life having relationships?
I do think it does. I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of shows that have that kind of relationship. And I think if someone were to watch it, it could slightly normalize the idea of, well, you can just have someone as a second option, as just like a little clip in your life, but then ultimately go back to this person. And while it might be cute and like you might root for this person in a show, in real life, like you can really hurt someone in that way. And I think it's a toxic relationship at that point.
It can be really easy to see this happening in movies and TV shows where somebody just keeps going back to this person because they're just meant to be or destined to be together. But in real life, we are playing with people's real feelings or they're playing with ours, and it doesn't feel good and it doesn't feel romantic to be that Kelly or the beverage rep or the Brian, where maybe we thought we had something really good and special, but we weren't that fallback person. We weren't Garrett, or we weren't Amy, so we didn't win out. And I feel like that can kind of feel a little bit impossible. If you're just joining in, this is Relationship Rewind on WERU FM 89.9 Blue Hill. I'm your host, Carrie Clark, and today we are joined by Molly for a discussion about the show Superstore.
Were there any other relationships that you noticed some stuff going on?
The other relationship that really stands out amongst the many that are in there is the Sandra, Jerry, Carol thing. Carol and Jerry are together because ultimately Sandra lied. She lied about having someone. So Carol and Jerry are together, but Jerry's in love with Sandra. So I think once they get together, they're really happy, but no one's happy for them. Most of them think that he should be with Carol. And I think that is really, in some ways, relatable because, especially, I know in middle school, it's hard to be in a relationship without a bunch of people saying, like, you shouldn't be with this person. This person's too good for you. You're too good for them. And I think it was like the last relationship is very relatable in a lot of aspects. When they, like, had to choose, like, who got Jerry? Jerry at that point was an item to everyone. Like he was a side character, and Carol, I think, ultimately just wanted him to get back at Sandra. She was really, really mean to him, and I think he was just like a little side piece. And I don't, and I he wasn't like anything unless he was with Sandra. And I think once they finally did get together, you could tell he was happy. Sandra was happy. Very relatable situation.
I thought that one was really kind of rough to watch at times. Carol was very, very mean to Jerry, and you could definitely see the chemistry between Jerry and Sandra from, I mean, second one. They were like basically the same person. And they were very kind to each other, very sweet. And like you said, I think Carol's game was just to kind of win. I love that you said Jerry was kind of an item at that point. Like, he wasn't even a person. He didn't have a choice in the matter.
Like everyone said it too. They were just like, you win, Jerry. It's like, it's not like a game at the fair. This is a person. This is someone's life. And I think in a show you can do that, but in real life, that's not how it works.
Yeah, you get away with it in a comedy TV show because it's good TV and it's funny. But in real life, it doesn't work that way. If we were Jerry, that would feel really confusing, I would imagine, and not so great. And to be fighting over somebody as if they didn't have a choice just doesn't fly in real life. Although I feel like I have seen that happen, and it sounds like middle school is kind of similar.
Very similar. And I think also, even in middle school, the whole piece where Carol and Jerry are dating and Jerry like is sneaking off with Sandra. I think even in middle school, I think a lot of adults will say, like, well, your boyfriend, it's a middle school boyfriend or girlfriend, like they can't cheat on you. But they can. It might not be in the way you think it would be, but even in the show with adults, they're just sneaking off and really just hanging out with each other at that point. And that's really how it is. And it's still a romantic relationship while Jerry is technically being forced into this other one, but it's still, he's in this relationship. At that point, it should have been broken off, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I love what you said about it being in middle school and having the adults kind of brush that kind of stuff off. Because I do think that that is something that adults do. And what we as adults tend to forget is that we were in middle school once too. And when we were in middle school, it is our lives that are happening.
And even if, like, in 10 years you're still not in that relationship, which is, I've heard a lot of adults say that, it's still like, okay, well, you're in this relationship, in 10 years you may not be still. In high school, like, high school sweethearts, that kind of thing, like, they were together. And it's different in middle school, but I think with all these relationships, especially that we've seen on, like, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, all that, you still see these relationships, and then you can either relate to them, or you can realize that's the relationship you're in and you can find help in it, or it can blindside you and teach you that this kind of relationship is okay. And I think that's one of the many problems with shows like this, even though they may seem funny. You just have to, like, learn to not need that kind of relationship aspect.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. You can watch things like this as an adult, and you can watch things like this as a middle schooler and still be affected by those things because we're watching what's happening on a TV screen and our emotions are still at play, whether we're 34 or 14. We all have grown up or are growing up watching very similar relationships play out in the media, and those do affect us. And we can either learn from that and grow from that or learn some very hard lessons down the line. So, what do you think the impact could be as a whole, folks watching something like Superstore and seeing the kinds of relationships play out in that when maybe they don't have that background knowledge to know that, like you said, while some of these things are really funny on TV, or really romantic in the movies, if they're happening in real life, we might not want those things to happen because they don't feel as great.
I think, like I was saying, it can really help. It can be an eye-opener in some ways, because, like, if you're in a relationship and you realize, well, that's what's happening to me, it can really help you, like, see, like, this is not an okay relationship. But also, what I was saying is that it can, like, normalize it. It can normalize the being in a relationship and then also being with someone else, or, like, using someone, having them as an item, and or being in a relationship just to be in one, even though you know your heart's with someone else. And I think that can have a heavy impact, especially like when I'm sitting down and watching these kind of shows, my sister's still there hearing this. And I think that happens with a lot of little kids and even adults watching these shows and having other people around. It's only gonna, like, spark from there. It's gonna get out more and more and more. And then if you grow up with something like that, not knowing any background information about how these relationships are not okay, you're not gonna learn how to be in an actual healthy relationship. And I think I've seen that in a lot of middle school and high school relationships, but I think part of how I've gotten better at telling a normal relationship is my parents, because I can see the sometimes problems in a relationship, but seeing how they fix it and how they work together, and they're like, they're a team. And I think that's something very helpful in growing up, and I'm very grateful for that, growing up in a household where, like, both of them are happy.
I'm so glad that you have a household where healthy relationships and communication are modeled. Definitely not everybody has that. So, how do we make sure that people understand that those things that we see in the media maybe aren't something to be mirrored? What do you think people should keep in mind when they're maybe listening to music or watching TV so that maybe they don't fall into this kind of thinking that it's okay to treat someone like an item, or it's normal to kind of keep going back to the same person over somebody who you might have a great relationship with.
One way that I've at least tried to help with, and I've noticed that I've made an impact in my friends have made an impact with this is I think if you can tell someone you know that you're close with is in some kind of unhealthy relationship, you can try to explain that to them, but you need to keep a respectful boundary because they still choose to be in that relationship, and seeing these pieces of media still is going to normalize it to them. So I think it's creating a respectful boundary, still understanding how they feel about it, but also saying, well, this isn't okay. And even if they don't understand it, about trying, I think it's very helpful to the other person and to realize it after the fact, maybe. And I think we also need to listen to stuff like this. That's why I'm so happy to be on something like this, because I think it's gonna definitely help people. Because even if they just stumble across it, it could definitely save people, even if they're adults. It can really help them, I think. And I also think, like, me and my friends, like, we've been going around school advertising something like this, and I think that even if 3 people listen to it, it's still gonna get some kind of word out about a normal, healthy relationship. I know going over to, like, a friend's house, if you can see how the parents' relationships are different, you can see if they're healthy or unhealthy. And if you grew up in a household with an unhealthy relationship, those parents can really model something to you. And I know my friends have had their parents aren't in the best relationships, but going to, like, my house or other people's house, it really helped them. Being able to be around some kind of healthy relationship will really help younger generations when they don't see something like that. It's also modeled to just, like, power through a relationship even when it's hard, but you need to understand that there can be hard moments, but it shouldn't be hard all the time.
Beautifully said, Molly. It is so important to keep that communication open and have conversations like this and try to pay attention to all the different relationships that we have around us, because maybe our parents didn't model the healthiest behaviors for us, but there aren't just one set of people in the world that we have to get our information from. And I love what you said about creating that boundary and keeping kind of a respectful distance. It's so important to have that support from the people in our lives if we are maybe going through some really rough stuff in our relationships, and being able to have somebody to talk to who is going to listen to us non-judgmentally is crucial to being able to get through some of that. So I think that that's great advice.
I'd like to thank Molly for being our guest this month and having this conversation about relationships and how the examples given in media has impacted her and some of the things to keep in mind while we're all consuming our favorite media. You have been listening to Relationship Rewind. I'm your host, Carrie Clark, and I hope you'll join us again next month on the third Tuesday from 4:30 to 5, where we will be continuing this conversation and breaking down another relationship in popular media. You can also listen to our live stream or subscribe to our podcast at weru.org or on the WERU smartphone app. If you are a young person in Maine who is interested in being a guest speaker on the show, have ideas of media we could talk about, or you know of a young person who might be interested, please reach out to me at cclark@nextstepdvproject.org. As mentioned, you can call Next Steps 24/7 and free helpline at 1-800-315-5579 for more support or more information about power and control in relationships and resources available to you. If you'd like to reach out for support but you're not sure who to call, you can call 211 to find which resource may be helpful for you and to be connected with them.